You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. To Eagan, Minnesota we go, which is where the NFL is holding this spring version of its owners' meetings. All the NFL's membership there to vote on rule changes and approve this or disapprove that. And Brooke Pryor is there reporting on it all for ESPN, one of their NFL Nation reporters. Hello, my friend, wandering the halls of some fancy hotel.
Hello. It's funny you say spring because I woke up this morning and it was a real feel of 28 degrees and it's pouring rain. So feels a little bit like late winter meetings.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, not at all. It's very scenic. But the good news is that the fancy hotel is very warm inside. So
that's good.
Great for loitering and talking with NFL owners about all of these rules that they're trying to pass or not pass.
Yeah, so I could get caught up in the weather, but we don't have time for that. I will keep it professional and keep it moving forward and simply say that really sucks for you. So as for the main attraction here is the tush push vote. What changes have been made to this rule? What's its current standing, and what are the likelihood that the Eagles have run their last tush push?
Well, at the meetings in April, if you'll remember, it was pretty evenly split between teams that were in favor of a ban and teams that wanted to keep the tush push still as a part of the game. And when the Packers resubmitted their proposal last night to be voted on, they broadened the language. They took out the phrase immediately at the snap and kind of moved the language back to the version of the rule that was last in place in 2005, that you can't push or pull or do anything to aid the runner other than individually blocking for him. And that was kind of done with the purpose of making it so it doesn't seem like it's just targeting the Eagles. And the Bills also run the play very often and are very successful at it. So this is their way of saying, no, this is a player safety thing. It applies everywhere on the field, more than just the Eagles do it. And so this would be something that would affect more than just the Eagles. But I mean, look, we all know that it would affect the Eagles more than most other teams, even though the play in general, I think, was only run on 0.28% of all offensive plays in the league last year. So it's not as prevalent as it feels. But I think that in broadening the language, they're hoping to attract, they need 24 of 32 teams to vote to ban this. So they're hoping to kind of sway some of those remaining people that are on the side of keeping that as a part of the game.
So is there any actual evidence to support that being a player safety thing? Because as has been noted by a million people at this point, there have never been any serious injuries on the tush push. And there are piles and scrums in a very general sense of the word. There are these things of human beings mushing together all over the place in the NFL, and there is no elevated injury data that supports that this tush push is a huge player safety issue. Is there actually more compelling evidence outside of that? Or are teams just finding ways to get other teams to vote to stop the Eagles from doing this?
Yeah, I think it's more the second one there, that they're just trying to find ways to get teams to vote for it. I mean, Mike Tomlin at those April meetings did bring up the player safety aspect of it, but even he noted that they don't necessarily have a large enough sample size and enough extensive data to show whether or not it is dramatically affecting player safety, because there's a concussion that could happen on any given NFL play, right? It doesn't feel like this is something that dramatically increases the risk of that. But I think at the end of the day, the league wants this ban to go through because it's not an exciting play. It's not, it feels like it's not at its core a football play. It's more of like a rugby player. It's just sheer strength. It's not, there's no finesse. It's not necessarily a play that fans want to watch, that is a watchable product. So at the end of the day, it's the entertainment factor, I think, that will drive a lot of this. But there will be teams that say, well, I am voting for this ban because of player safety, even when it does not appear to be a significant safety risk over other NFL plays.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Brooke Pryor, ESPN, with us here on The Hoffman Show. And so as we sit here at 5:51 Eastern time, Brooke, when are they voting on this right now? When do we think we'll know?
No, I believe that this is something they will tackle tomorrow morning. They voted to allow NFL players to try out and participate in the 2028 Olympics on the flag football team. That was a unanimous approval. That happened earlier today. I believe that's going to be the last major piece of business that is decided today. So tomorrow we'll have the tush push, the playoff reseeding proposal. I believe there's a proposal about the onside kick, but it seems like we're going to get fireworks, if any, tomorrow morning.
Okay, so let's talk about the Olympic stuff, and then I do want to talk about the playoff seeding real quick before the end of our chat here as well. So it's unanimous. NFL players are going to be allowed to participate in the 2028 Olympic Games in Los Angeles, flag football. This is obviously very exciting news for the Olympics from a marketing standpoint. A lot of players were very excited about this. I think I saw Justin Jefferson on a screen with Roger Goodell. I'm sure you were in that room if I saw that correctly at the press conference. So he seems quite jazzed. What's the likelihood that we're actually seeing NFL players in 2028? Like, what are they saying about the practicalities here of who actually will be representing Team USA and others in the Olympic Games in 2028 in LA in flag football?
Well, I can tell you that based on Justin Jefferson's response, I don't think that we're going to see him playing in 2028 because, as he said, there's a lot of things to weigh. It's 3 years away. And also, I mean, the risk of injury is really great, or it is more significant than just guys going to training camp. And there's also the reality that there are other flag football organizations and leagues that are fielding teams that, you know, go all the way up to like national flag football teams, things like that. So the reality is that flag football is a different sport than tackle football, than the football that these NFL players are playing. There's different ways to train. There's, you know, nuances to the game that there are athletes in this country that dedicate everything to training for that. So I don't think it's an automatic assumption that, you know, NFL players will be able to slot in and take some of these spots. But I do think that there is concern among people in the flag community that that could happen because NFL players are such incredible athletes. But there's a lot of nuances and things to be worked out as far as, you know, guaranteeing safe playing surface, medical staff, working out how to train with these teams in between dead periods of OTAs and mini camps and training camp. They did talk about that, you know, if the games start on July 14th and the flag football component is in the first week of games, then guys would have enough time to get back and have even a couple days in between the end of the Olympics, or the at least their Olympic part, and the start of veteran report at training camp. So there's still a lot of moving parts, but this at least gives guys an opportunity to start thinking about it, and it's not an automatic no. So, I mean, Justin Jefferson was really excited. So was Brian Asamoah, a Vikings linebacker, who his family is from Ghana, and he talked about how cool it would be to be able to represent Ghana in the games. And I think for a lot of these guys, there's the idea of you could win a gold medal for your country and you can say that you're the best in the world. And Super Bowl champs say that, but then there's always the people that say, well, you didn't play anybody from another country. How can it be world when it's only U.S. teams? So I think that that's something that's really enticing and that will be something that's on the radar that factors into these guys' decisions of whether or not they decide to play in 2028.
So a lot of things you just said sparked a lot of ideas for me. And Anthony, we're going to have to, we need to talk about this tomorrow on the show. So Anthony, add Craig's football ideas about flag football based off conversation with Brooke to run down for tomorrow. But I'll ask you this one, Brooke, is someone who is there and is talking to people about this. The 1992 Olympics for basketball were game changing, literally. They changed the sport forever because of the NBA players playing for the first time, the opportunities that gave them, but also what it showed the rest of the world. We're in a very different world in 2025, and we'll see where we are technologically by 2028 compared to 1992. People can watch NFL football everywhere. There are already international games. But are there people within the league, owners, commissioner, whoever, who think that this could be transformational if they can just get the best football players in the world on that Olympic stage in some ways that we probably aren't even or haven't really thought about yet as a general public?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, especially when you look at the league's efforts to make this a more international game by having, you know, the games in Ireland, Brazil, Germany, things like that. Like during the regular season, they're trying to expand the NFL footprint. The Olympics would do that even more so by having these top stars in it. And I think that they look at this can be an accelerator with the international game. You know, maybe this is the thing that leads to having a permanent team in London that maybe gets games in more countries. But like you said, the world is far more connected than it was in 1992. But even, you know, Brian Asamoah was talking about being in Ghana and doing flag football clinics with 10-year-olds who had not seen American football to that point. So there are still some countries that are not as familiar with the sport as others. And this can, I think, really expand that footprint. So I think the NFL has to love it, especially you mentioned from a marketing perspective. This is a goldmine for them and for the Olympics. If you can get the biggest stars playing, that's so much more star power for the Olympics, and it's great marketing and partnership for the NFL to achieve what they want to achieve in terms of, I mean, total global domination.
Brooke Pryor, ESPN, with us. All right, last thing, Brooke, is this playoff seeding proposal that they'll vote on tomorrow as well. how realistic is it that it passes and that, you know, a team like the Commanders, who won 12 games last year and then got bumped down because they didn't win their division, could have a much higher seed in 2026 and beyond moving forward?
I think it's going to be a contentious conversation, maybe not contentious. I don't think that it will pass, but I do think that it's getting teams to think about ways to ensure more competitive games at the end of the year, ways to, you know, keep the product as pure as possible when you get into those late season games, and to reward teams with, you know, home playoff games, things like that, that, like you said, have better records. But I think I don't get the sense it's going to pass, because then you have teams like the Steelers, and Mike Tomlin has said, like, he's a divisional purist. He wants, he thinks that teams should be rewarded for winning their division. That, you know, that's why you have these division rivalries. It really means something. If you take that away, if you take the home playoff incentive away, it kind of dilutes the product in terms of these divisional rivalries. So I don't think it's going to pass this time, but I do think that it makes teams think, like, okay, is there something where, you know, if one team is the wild card team is two games better than the home playoff team or than the division champ, do you reseed it in that? Is there some kind of mechanism that it can be a case-by-case basis or a year-by-year basis, that it's not an automatic reseeding, but under certain circumstances?
Yeah, like if you don't finish over 500, that would be... That,
exactly.
That would be... I'm in for that. Is that we can call it the Hoffman proposal, Brooke. I think you just run that down the hall real quick and
I'll
see
let
how
them
that goes.
Know.
Yeah, thanks.
You know, I have an eye on several owners. I will flag them down and let them know that we've got it figured out and
yeah,
that it's in the Hoffman proposal, and I'm sure we'll see it pass tomorrow.
And look, if you want it, I'll even Hoffman Prior proposal. Prior Hoffman, you're the one there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I will...
You know, I like that.
Yeah, I'm just here. I'm here for the good of the game,
Brooke.
Yeah.
Honestly, thank goodness. Thank goodness for you saving the sport.
Yeah, someone's got to. Roger. Brooke Prior with us here on The Hoffman Show as I get everyone in trouble. Brooke, thank you as always, ma'am. Enjoy what I hope are a warmer rest of, or what I hope is a warmer rest of your trip.
Thank you so much. I will be staying inside and
inside.
Dry, and I will hopefully not have to go outside.
Yes. Yes, indeed. All right. Thank you, ma'am. See ya. That is Brooke Prior
Thanks
with
for
us.
Having me.
Our pleasure here on the Hoffman Show. When we get back, we're talking hoops here on the Team 980.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.